Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast. If you're wondering, if you're watching live on Twitch and you're wondering why Joey Ryan is with us.
No, he is not with us live.
He's not, unfortunately.
But I believe Joey Ryan is our ambassador.
He's with us in spirit.
In spirit, because Joey Ryan is our ambassador for Men's Health Month.
Awareness. You know, Matt and I pulled down the breast cancer awareness ribbon, and we decided we wanted to put something up that would promote men's health awareness and testicular cancer awareness. And what better ambassador for that than Joey Ryan?
I totally agree, 100%. Joey Ryan, ambassador for Men's Health Awareness Month.
We'll tweet out a picture, a screenshot of this, so that way anybody who's listening to this, you can actually check it out and see what we're talking about.
We'll do a screen grab later, yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about you? How's it going?
Pretty good. You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better. Actually, I didn't start having any kind of like voice issues until like 3 days ago. So figures like after the fact I start feeling better,
right,
that my throat or my voice starts to actually go. So
you know what helps with that?
Actually sucking a lot of dick.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going, actually.
I may actually lose my voice during the show, which I'm highly looking forward to, because then I wouldn't have to go to work tomorrow.
Nice.
Which would be fantastic.
So,
and then I would have 2 days off.
Maybe you need to be doing the impressions in this episode. You came in here doing your best Jim Cornette from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't very good.
I mean, no, it was spot on accurate.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. All you had to say is they're killing the business.
They're killing the business. They're ruining the business.
They're ruining the business.
Yeah, I thought it was, I've been watching Keeping Up With, or Being the Elite, and I was going to say Keeping Up With the Elite. whatever freaking
keeping
reason.
Up with the roads.
That's a good one too. But yeah, so I've been watching Being the Elite, and then I was getting caught up in other episodes because I kind of just fell off for the last whatever 2 months.
Right.
So I was starting to watch all those, and it was pretty funny. And so every commercial, well, a lot of the commercials are for the Young Bucks merch.
Yeah.
And so I started looking at Young Bucks merch, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll buy a box. It'd be cool to get some stickers and some stuff. And you already got the Pro Wrestling Tees Bullet Club Young Bucks version shirt, and I was looking at it, and they have a shirt that says it's them doing a super kicks, and it says killing the business.
Yes.
On it, and I'm like, holy shit, I need to buy that shirt.
You need that shirt.
Yeah. So I don't think it's a pro wrestling t-shirt. For some reason, I think it's just on theirs, and yeah, it's awesome. So
I want the cease and desist shirt. So bad.
It's so good.
I really want that
shirt.
I'm
waiting for that one sweet.
A one sweet shirt.
One sweet. I'm going up to Albuquerque next week. I won't be here for next week's show, but I'm going up to Albuquerque for work. And I'm going to go to both Hot Topics and try.
Yeah,
to get
I
some
would.
Shirts.
Yeah. I know Cottonwood had quite a bit, and I hadn't been to Coronado lately.
Yeah.
But Coronado was originally the one that was carrying it, so they may have more.
Yeah. Well, Cottonwood's the one you bought, the Zack Ryder.
Yes. Funko, right? The FYE Zack Ryder Funko.
So that's awesome.
Oh, and Matt schooled me. I'm going tomorrow, so you'll see it on next week's podcast. I'm going tomorrow to pick up. I guess Walgreens has
a
two-pack, and it's $1 Million Man and IRS.
That'll be a great one to debut next
God,
week.
God, I want that one so bad.
We already got Alex lined up for next week's show, so
yes.
He'll be in. So
awesome.
I won't be in for Survivor Series picks, but I'll send them in. May even do like maybe an audio thing. I may be free that night. Who knows?
Hey, if you are, maybe again, like we can call in and have you via Skype or something with both of us or something.
I'm supposed to schmooze with some sales reps while I'm there. And
I'm even in sales.
That's like the one part
that
I don't get about my job. It's like I like what I do. It doesn't pay me well, but the fact that I have to like talk to like these sales rep, it just almost like what world am I living in where?
Yeah,
I'm not even a boss. I'm a
tech. An IT guy. Like,
yeah,
that's
like if I can imagine if I was like an IT manager and you know like two positions above me, but for what it's going, I mean it's cool. I'm glad I'm going. It's fun. I'm be staying up in Albuquerque for 2.5 days and it should be cool.
So one of my employees, he's probably about 24. Mm-hmm. I would say he's in his early 20s. He's got like kind of the white bread part.
haircut, kind of comes over to the side.
Yeah.
He's got thicker glasses and a beard. Uh-huh. And oh, well, we, yeah, right? No, he,
talking about me.
Yeah, it is you. I didn't say balding.
He has a full head of hair.
We, for Halloween, everybody dressed up in him.
Magnificent bastard.
So everyone started asking him, they're like, how come you didn't dress up for Halloween? I was like, just tell everybody your tech support when they come in.
Yeah, you should.
And then they were asking one day, they're like, Will gets all the good customers. Like, every customer, he's always with customers. I said, it's because every troubleshooting customer walks in this door, looks at him, and goes, oh, fuck, it's a tech guy.
It's a tech guy.
And they go straight to him. That's why he gets more customers than you guys.
Yeah.
Because all he needs is a fucking Geek Squad shirt and we'll be all right.
You just give him some, what's like super nerdy now? I don't know. Just get him like
everything.
Just everything's nerdy now. My the programmer I work with, like his desk looks like yours, which is pretty awesome.
I need to clean this up.
So it's pretty cool, like to actually go from here and then like I see him every morning and like his desk is just lined with Funkos.
That's not
it's Funkos.
Aaron, is it?
No. Okay. Aaron, I work in the same office space as Aaron. The programmer works actually like an office that's closed off next to me.
Oh yeah.
So every time I walk in, actually, I have to walk past him every morning to go get coffee.
Uh-huh.
So I see all his shit.
Did you tell him about my horrible obsession?
Oh, I told him like a long time ago. I was like, well, I started down that road and I stopped myself because I was like, it's going to get out of hand. But I was like, one of my best friends was like, it just keeps going and going. He's like, yeah, it's really bad.
I've limited myself now. It's only WWE pretty much. And it's got to be ones like I really want. Like if I see one and it elicits a reaction from me, like, okay, that's the one I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Occasionally, like I picked up Cade 6 from Destiny 1. Occasionally, I'll find one here or there that I kind of want. But it's pretty much all WWE guys. Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's a good narrow it down.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm still.
I like it. I mean, because, you stick to like a kind of a genre that you like.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm still eyeballing that defining moment.
And I mean, come on, like. They're doing the Young Bucks ones, so eventually those ones are going to come out.
Those are ones that I'll buy every one of. Like, if they do the full Bullet Club, whether it's Young Bucks, whatever, like, I'm getting those.
Yeah, those are going to be sick. So, Funkos. Good stuff.
Funko stuff. This has been your Funko Minute.
Been your Funko News Update.
Brought to you by FY80.
So, other than that, any more? Hey, Extra Life happened this past weekend.
It did happen this past weekend.
And you, like, went above and beyond and, like, surpassed your goal the day after we recorded.
That is for He Who Shall Remain Nameless.
Oh, Voldemort.
Voldemort gave me a no. Yeah. I got a very handsome donation, as did Troy Sterrett, friend of the podcast, from the same person.
Oh, that's great.
And he donated, from what I'm understanding, like $700 total.
Nice.
And I'm aware of who it is. He's asked to remain nameless.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I gave him a shout out personally. It was Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan doesn't donate anything other than...
Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm patting him on his back. My arm went behind him. That's cool.
Joey Ryan doesn't donate anything other than that dick.
That's some good editing you did there.
Right. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. I'm pretty impressed.
You know, I did that on purpose so you couldn't fake jerk him off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
It's like you're just fingering his butthole now at this point.
Hey, you know, when you get older, you kind of start exploring new things.
But, yeah, how much did you raise?
Only hit 115.
Nice, though. Yeah. I mean, every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have hit that much if it wasn't for this donation.
There were some regulars that didn't, maybe they didn't have the money this year, which is fine.
So I did not make it very far in Extra Life.
Playing wise?
I ended up working.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up playing after work. And then we normally do a game night every night for Extra Life. So we had a game night set and...
talking about you and Troy, right?
No.
We
do like a board game night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Troy and Derek are the ones I normally play with. Like, we'll play some, last year we played like 18 hours of Forza Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we had it set for Wildlands and we just couldn't connect throughout the day.
Yeah.
Derek was working and such, so we just couldn't connect. We're going to play Ghost Recon. But we normally have like a board game night or something just to kind of break the monotony of it and stuff like that. So we did that and alcohol got involved and I was probably, so my back and my hip are bruised and I couldn't figure out why. I was told I fell out of the bed
trying to go vomit sometimes.
So I haven't drank like that in a long time and
you probably
won't drink like that for a long time. The thing is, normally like the night before Thanksgiving, everybody's in town. So we try to have friends over and stuff. And that's when I drink heavy. And that's probably not happening this time around. So
I'm still going
to
be recovering.
I think I've got that in, especially on my diet. Like, I'm not supposed to have sugars and stuff like that. So I overindulged.
Yeah.
So I went backwards on my diet a little bit. So, I mean, not anything major. It was my cheat day, but son of a bitch. Like, that's not happening for a long time. I normally don't drink at all.
Yeah.
And I just, it hit me the wrong way. But, I mean, we raised a lot of money.
That's awesome.
I didn't get to see the total for Proven Gamer. Yeah, we'll tweet that out.
I think I can look it up.
We did. Yeah, if you can look it up. Speaking of Joey Ryan, and I brought this up to you before the show started. Did you see his match this week at Hood Slam? It just reaffirms why I want to go to a Hood Slam event so bad. Yeah. Joey Ryan wrestled.
We can't display his tag partner.
His tag partner.
Joey Ryan, your tag partner was amazing.
His tag partner was his own penis. It was his wife dressed up in a penis costume.
Yep.
And there was a lot of vulgar things happening, but it was amazing.
It was cool.
They're killing the business.
Killing the business. Ruining the business.
Ruining the business. Matt's looking up that total. Yeah, get a drum roll, please. I bet Tricky's going wild in the chat right now.
I don't know. I don't even have it pulled up.
Neither do I.
Teams. Yeah, you got to live. I can't even find myself. That's crazy. Fundraisers. That's weird. I'm not going to worry about it.
We'll find it. We'll tweet it out. So, I feel like it's been a pretty goddamn busy week for wrestling.
I totally agree.
Like, there's been a lot going on. Like, let's not bury the lead here. Kenny Omega. I mean, this has got to be the biggest news of the week, in my opinion.
Oh, easily.
Kenny Omega was challenged at the last New Japan event to a match on January 4th at Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom 12.
Against Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho is returning to Japan.
That is amazing.
Like, that alone gives me chills. But then the fact that he's going against Kenny Omega. And I've seen a lot of people out there that are kind of upset. And they're saying that this is going to be a terrible match because Jericho's not in his prime. Jericho wrestles WWE style. So he wrestles to other wrestlers. I feel like Jericho could go against Kenny Omega.
Okay.
And the cool thing is, I got
the numbers for it.
We thought that was building to we were predicting that it was building to the Cruise, that there was going to be a match of the Cruise, right? That match, that Cruise isn't until October 27th through the 31st of next year. And what sucks even worse about that is I had talked to my wife about it, and she goes, that would be amazing. We should go. And then saw the dates and goes, we're not missing Halloween with the kids. Which I don't blame her. Definitely we're not.
Yeah,
but
the Cruise.
God, that date. Like, if it wasn't that date, we would have gotten the okay to go. Go ahead and shoot up the numbers real quick before.
We raised, as Proven Gamer, $3,165.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Very proud of us, too.
Tricky raised the most with $760. We had, I don't know who the ground gamer is, but he got $535. It's a picture of him yelling at a cat.
Nice.
Troy Starrett, friend of the podcast, Troy Starrett, $500. Jeremy, you got
$455.
Stephen Fontana got $430. Luke got $300. I got $105. Joseph Priestley got $75. And Andrew came in with a respectable $5.
And it's not over. That's the beauty of this.
Donating,
this isn't over till the end of the
year.
I mean,
you can keep donating.
Donate anything you can. Everything helps. It still goes to the Children's Miracle Network. It still goes to help sick and injured kids. So definitely. But back to the, like, how crazy is wrestling right now that we have Jericho wrestling Kenny Omega in Japan, not in Ring of Honor, in Japan.
Not in America.
And
Triple
H is randomly showing up on the indies.
Right, like in ICW.
Yeah.
Totally random.
Like, I get why he shows up. That's where your UK wrestler
is at. Tyler Bates and
your,
Seven.
Yeah. Your UK wrestlers are all there. I get that. But, yeah. God, like, just randomly, hey,
still
guys,
awesome.
I'm going to work some house shows, and I'm going to show up on the indies. Like, mm-hmm. And then
hey, while I'm
Jericho.
Not in the Shield.
So,
while I'm not in the Shield, I'm just going to show up ICW.
The easy thing to believe is that Jericho is not under contract, right?
Oh, he's, yeah.
But there's been
what
some.
If he is?
There's been some speculation out there that he may still be under some sort of contract because he was just, WWE just reached out to him as recent as TLC to have him wrestle Finn Balor. And because he was on tour with Fozzy, that match did not happen. Hence why we got AJ versus Finn Balor. But the rumor, and it's a faint rumor going around. It's not anything. There's not a lot of substantial to this. But the rumor is what if, or that possibly, there's a possibility that Jericho is still under some sort of contract and he's being lent.
Oh, you mean like an open relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Where,
and that a wrestler from New Japan maybe at WrestleMania this year.
Mm-hmm. If I think it's a good feeler. I mean, this is the way to do it.
I think it is too. Even if he's not under contract, like, it's a good faith thing. Because we know Jericho is going to constantly have that relationship with WWE. That's not ever going to change. Unless something crazy
Kenny
happens.
Kenny could still show up at the Royal Rumble even.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, AJ Styles did it. Something nuts could happen. Yeah. But
something bananas could totally happen.
Right? God, I am so excited for Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, it's going to be good. I'm going to throw down that membership right now.
I'm excited even for, what's the name of the event in San Antonio in 2 weeks?
Oh, Ring of Honor's War of the Buttholes.
It's the All-Star Extravaganza. Yeah. Excuse me. War of the Buttholes. They just announced tag match between Addiction, Daniels and Kazarian, and Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes as a team.
Ugh.
Right?
Oh.
And then I kept telling my wife.
Wait, Ryan, how do you do it? How do you walk around with the boner all the time?
And hide it. I kept telling my wife I wanted to go to this event. I was like, San Antonio is only like 8 hours away. Like, we should totally go to this. And then what I tried to use to push that over the top, Stephen Amell is announced.
Yeah, that's right.
So Stephen Amell from Arrow is now going to be at the same event. And it's a two-day event, too.
Yeah.
That's a big weekend, because in San Antonio, you're going to have the All-Star Extravaganza weekend, and then in Houston, you have NXT Houston, and you have
Survivor Series.
So,
yeah,
next week is going to be a very fun week for wrestling. Yeah, I have not been this excited for a week of wrestling in a long time.
When's the last time you were excited for Survivor Series?
Right? I mean, last year's Survivor Series was just, but this year, we had a lot going on Raw. We got the debut of Pete Dunne. Like, I don't know if he's going to be a standard on Raw from now on.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
It was in England.
That match didn't even showcase him as well as anything else. I mean, but look at his opponent.
Enzo in the face.
Right?
Did you see what Tyler Bate did to Enzo on 205 Live?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Even better.
What did he do?
Enzo's like, he's talking smack to them. He has all the UK guys in the ring.
Uh-huh.
And Tyler Bate does a thing where he raises his right hand up in the air and you stare at his right hand and he pops you with the left.
Yeah.
And he just nailed and zone dropped
good.
Him. It was so good.
We also got a title change chance.
Yeah, we did.
We got
two title changes. Well,
one on
title.
Raw. It was the tag titles change chance. The New Day interfered with the match, got their attention, and Ambrose and Rollins lost their title.
Apparently, we don't have any sound on Twitch.
Don't have any sound.
Yeah,
on
apparently
Twitch.
We don't have any sound on Twitch. Oh, I don't see any dingamabobs.
What in the hell?
So
we'll just cut it off.
Yeah, just stop the Twitch. Cool. Good stuff.
Anyways, technical difficulties are fun.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it was fun.
It
was cool.
It was a good match. So, I mean, we're obviously setting up for The Shield versus The New Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily.
And there's a lot of speculation out there that this match is going to be a lead-in to test the waters for a trios or a six-man tag team championship.
Oh, cool. Well, we're definitely, I mean, moving towards that.
We're seeing a lot more of three-person teams. Yeah. Kurt Angle worked the indies this weekend. Were you aware of that? I mean, not the indies. It worked at house shows. Yeah.
I saw him fight Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. So it was Kurt Angle and The Shield against Samoa Joe and The Bar.
Yeah.
So we got to rekindle a rivalry between Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle.
I'm cool with the six-man titles. I mean, Ring of
Honor's
doing it.
Ring of Honor does it. Lucha Underground does it. Like, it's a lot of fun, I think. And it adds another element.
Yeah, because it's like you pull in a standard tag team, and maybe there's a tag team out there that isn't getting justification.
Right.
Hey, add a third member to the team. It doesn't have to be a stable. It can just throw another member in, like the Briscoes with Bully Ray at one point.
Yeah.
And you do that and you have a six man
I think
if
WWE pulled the trigger on that, I think the best way for that to work would be an inter-promotion title.
Yeah.
Like that, just one title across the company, and you could end up with guys from NXT, Raw, or SmackDown challenging for this.
That'd be cool.
And I think it would make it a little more prestigious because of that, because it would make everybody's up for grabs to get this, and it would bring more attention to it. At least do Raw, SmackDown.
Yeah.
I think that would work. And that would, I mean, that's where you start off with your matches between
Dick Face McGee's and...
Yeah, exactly. And between the New Day.
Ass faces.
So speaking of the New Day, their segment was a little weird last night, right?
A little odd.
Yeah, two people have been sent home due to that.
No!
Are you aware of
Kevin
this?
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn got sent home.
Got sent home. So apparently, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were supposed to feed to the New Day, which is they run in the ring, they get laid out, and they roll out. So they're supposed to feed to the New Day. They came in, attacked Kofi like they were supposed to, rolled out of the ring, and walked back up the ramp.
Yeah.
And that's why it seemed a little weird. New Day kept waiting for something to happen that didn't. The sound guys didn't play anybody's music because the cues never hit.
Yeah.
And apparently they went into business for themselves last night. And because of that, they've been sent home from the UK tour. Mm-hmm. And apparently they've been like on the bad side of a lot of people backstage. Like they've had bad attitudes backstage is what the rumor is saying. And I don't know if this is anything to point at, but they were both good friends with Jimmy Jacobs.
Yeah.
And
oh,
Jimmy
yeah,
Jacobs is no longer
see,
there.
Yeah. Just some. Yeah. Of course they could be feeling pretty shitty. You
yeah.
know, like, one of your best friends gets fired for something absolutely stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
And
new TNA talent, Jimmy Jacobs.
TNA talent, the princess has arrived in TNA.
Yep. And they also had
Princess Jimmy Jacobs.
There was also another debut in TNA.
Re-debut?
Yeah, a re-debut.
Alberto.
No.
Padron.
Santino Marella.
Oh, I didn't see him.
He was in the audience.
Oh,
I don't think
audience?
Much happened with it.
Did
but
you
yeah,
watch Bound for Glory?
I saw the end with Alberto Del Rio, and it was atrocious.
Oh. I don't know what's going
on. I was going to watch the whole show today, and then I remembered that the Ric Flair documentary was last night, and I hadn't watched it yet,
yeah,
so I watched that
same thing happened
instead.
To me. I was going to watch Bound for Glory, and then I was watching I saw the promos for SmackDown. I was watching SmackDown, and then they're talking about the 30 for 30 is going to start after SmackDown. I was like, holy crap. So I switched over to ESPN as soon as SmackDown was over. And watch 30 for 30, which
so
if you watch 30 or you stayed on USA and you watch Damnation, the debut episode, you saw Luke Harper.
Yeah,
he played a wrestler.
He was acting really well, too,
he was
from
really
the trailers
good.
And stuff
I
that
such
I saw.
A good, like, I don't even feel like he acted. I think that was just him.
Yeah.
I was just like, he fits in this universe. He doesn't even have to change clothes.
Right? And I love that the director was like, you know what? The whole time I filmed this episode, there was one person I had in mind, and it was Luke Harper.
That's amazing.
And
yeah,
so that shows that he knows
that
the product.
Look. He just has that look.
Yeah.
Know? Like, Luke Harper just, he has this old school, like, look. And
I am so excited for the
Bludgeon Brothers.
I mean, like, I don't care what you call them, as long as they're back as a tag team.
Well, they already ditched the costumes, which is cool. Those, like, red and whatever what they were wearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, they weren't flying across, like, in like, the live shows. So, they just went back to the regular outfits, and people were digging them more.
I liked the costumes. I dug it. Like,
I
liked the hood
the
and stuff like
and
that.
I don't want that gimmick to just, I want it to be, like, legit. It's cool.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I like it a lot still. But, yeah, the 30 for 30 was amazing. I mean, so
it was
such,
good.
Yeah, it was a great doc.
So through watching that, it's crazy. Like, I know NWA and WCW was kind of like the underground. It wasn't the premiere and stuff like that. But as you watch Ric Flair and you see the things that he's doing and you see the cult following that he had throughout the 80s, like, Ric Flair was your original indie darling when you look at it. Like, he was the guy that was busting his ass on the road, night in, night out, and making a name for himself and becoming a superstar, making a name for himself, not being on the major show. And it makes me like look, it makes me want to look forward and happy to see who do we have? Do we have anybody on the indies that can ever possibly become that next Ric Flair by doing the same thing, busting your ass, winning over fans the hard way, and making a name for yourself by grinding it out? Because that's what he did. I mean, as you watch that, like, he is the true, like, indie superstar. He was bigger than Hulk Hogan at one point
because
of his name and his work ethic alone. Like,
how cool is it to see Hogan just pop up and actually...
Yeah, and not, like, promote himself either. Yeah. Like, he wasn't there, like, tooting his own horn in any means. Like, there was a lot of people that I enjoyed seeing in that. Like, I enjoyed them talking about Dusty. I enjoyed seeing everything with Ricky, Sting.
Oh, so good, right?
God.
That made me want to go back and watch those matches.
It did, yeah. Because him and Ricky, like, when I think Ric Flair, there's three rivalries that stand out. Dusty, Sting, and Ricky. Like, those three are, like, synonymous with Ric Flair.
Yeah. So good.
So good. I really, Steve-o. Really enjoyed that. Yeah. And it, like, it was a tearjerker at times. Like,
it was rough. Towards the end, it was rough.
Yeah, when they start talking
about
Reed.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was...
And that was kind of interesting that they didn't mention, you know... Like
David,
not even just David, but like with Flair gave up his Hall of Fame ring to Reed when they buried Reed.
Yeah, he placed. I thought they did say that.
I don't think they did Because I told my wife about it because I didn't think they mentioned it. And then Trips replaced it for him after that had happened. Maybe they did, and I was out of the room or something.
I think it was very brief.
But I brought that up to my wife. I was like, you know, he gave that to his son before he
was buried. It's so weird to see, to like even think to like with Charlotte or Ashley saying like she would have never even wrestled if Reed hadn't died.
Yeah, I had read and I had heard her talk before about that.
I remember like hearing a little bit of that. I didn't know like 100% of that like was legit, like as far as, you know, her going into wrestling was in honor of her brother.
Yeah, because it was his dream and he wasn't able to carry it out since he passed, so she picked up the torch and ran with it.
Yeah, it was crazy and just like, man, like, dude, like she's like, you know, it's natural. It's like built in to them to be that good.
Right.
So who knows what would have happened if Reed had stayed clean and, you know, like he was in New Japan killing it. And it was just,
he was getting paid like crazy when Flair was talking about it. $8,000 a week.
Yeah.
With the potential to get up to 10 a week. Yeah. Like, good God.
Yeah, 50, that's 500. That's half a million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
Right.
Not a bad way to make a living.
Exactly. Poor guy, man.
Yeah.
Like everybody has their demons and it sucks sometimes when those people don't find help.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, it's nuts. That's cool. It was a great show.
Well, they only talked about one of Ric Flair's plane crashes.
They didn't talk about the other one.
I know.
That was so weird.
I was like, I thought he had like three, didn't he, or something? It was two.
Survived two plane crashes.
Good God.
Completely broke his back in the first one.
Yeah.
Jeez. And then, I mean, and then the lifestyle that he just lived.
You know, I love that you could see the contrast, like before the plane crash and how huge he was.
Yeah.
And then, like afterwards, like when he built his physique back.
He was a lot more lean. Yeah. Just. I like how he was like, I didn't work out to have like the best body. I just wanted to be like in the best condition.
Yeah.
And you watch like those matches and you just see him going 100 miles an hour.
I love when they were showing moments like they're talking about like, well, he did something in a match and then he saw it click. So he did it again and then became his trademark. And they show where he stepped back and fell on his face and stuff. And then I even thought it was really cool that they got TNA footage.
Yeah, no, it was.
I mean, granted, awesome. It was a low light, you know, but. It was awesome that they got that footage.
It's still part of his life, and it's ESPN doing it. It's not WWE, so WWE is going to ignore that fact, but ESPN is going to be like, you know, he should have, you know, they're going to be straight up and like, he needed the money. That's why he went to TNA.
Yep, exactly.
So it's just, yeah, like, damn, that sucked. You know, you wish he would have been able to stay retired.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know.
I swear, every time I see the moment in his final match with Shawn Michaels, this is my final WWE match with Shawn Michaels, where Shawn Michaels mouths the words, "I'm sorry and I love you." Like, I get chills and well up a little every single time I see
like
that.
Freaking out when I saw that. I was just like, holy shit, it's over. Like, you'd always told yourself, like, oh, man, Ric Flair's so old. Why is he still wrestling? But then, like, when it finally ended for him in WWE, you're just like, holy shit, he's actually not going to wrestle anymore.
I think that moment is like the most pure moment, the most genuine moment you'll ever see in a WWE ring.
And go back to that match, man, and Ric Flair is however many years old in that match.
And he went, man.
Still killing it.
Yeah.
Like, the man just did not stop, you know? Like, it all was a grinding halt, you know, when it did have to stop for him. But you look at the injuries that he had other than the plane crash. I mean, the guy was in great shape the majority of his life. And, you know, especially with all the shit that he did to himself, like drinking, you know, drinking all the beer.
What did he say, like ten beers and four cocktails, five drinks.
Yeah.
He said, I would just drink on the road vodka once I got there.
The sports psychologist was like, I mean, that's what you do. Well, I do that every night. I mean, years
he like before it was over, he was on the couch.
17 years.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Man, and I'm like, yeah, how does he still have a liver? Which is insane.
Like, really,
some people are just born lucky, and Ric Flair is one of those guys.
I really enjoyed
that. The will to live, like.
And I really hope ESPN does another wrestling one in the future.
I hope they do like on Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty would be great.
One on Dusty Rhodes. Even on Hulk Hogan. Like, I think they'll
There's a lot that they could do.
There's a lot.
Macho.
I was even telling my wife, I was like, isn't it kind of cool? And I love the interview afterwards on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt.
I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, it was
I wanted
so good.
To because I love and Scott Van Pelt.
I told her, I was just like, isn't it seem like more, like wrestling is more in pop culture now?
Yeah,
like I feel like it is. And I mean, I'm biased because it's something that I've always loved. But it definitely feels like it's, you know, a little bit more popular again. You know, it's not as it's not as popular as the Attitude Days, but it feels more acceptable.
It's much more mainstream.
Yeah, it's much more mainstream. So it's like, everybody knows who Ric Flair is. Everybody knows who John Cena is.
Especially when they showed all the moments of like the football players and stuff doing the Ric Flairs.
Yeah, like how many football players love wrestling? A lot of football players do.
it's referenced.
And it was cool to see Chael Sonnen, like,
yeah,
you know, like MMA, you know, the future Hall of Famer Chael Sonnen.
Yep.
You know, he's gonna, you know, and talk about wrestling in his little.
Oh, he was in MMA? I thought he was just the voice of GFW.
Oh, GFW. Yeah, I forgot the GFW Amp series, whatever bullshit that is.
Right.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun. I can go on and on about 30 for 30 and how happy I was with it. It was, yeah, I'm glad they touched on everything.
I think they
rightfully
did.
So. They needed to show the dark side and be like, hey, it wasn't all glitz and glamour. And only, and you know, yeah, the hardcore wrestling fan knew that about Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, not the steel line from Dusty, but hard times
yeah.
for Ric Flair. But I think a lot of the casual fans didn't know that. Or even just the people who knew who Ric Flair was but didn't watch wrestling.
Yeah, knew him as
didn't
a
know.
Person
they
and
only
superstar.
Saw him as a nature boy. They didn't know him as, you know, the adopted son, which we didn't even know.
I didn't know that. I wasn't
yeah, that was
that.
News to me. I was like,
and the issues like with his parents, with them not accepting what he did, and them not like even accepting him playing football
yeah.
and stuff like that. Like I wasn't aware of any
That's
of
so
that.
So good. It just was like, it was very inspiring. It was cool.
Right.
I liked it a lot. So.
I did too. I really enjoyed it.
That was fun. That was cool.
You mentioned earlier we also had another title change on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Oof, God, man.
Two-time WWE champion AJ Styles. So it's been said that they pulled this because they didn't see Jinder as being over enough to headline that match. I don't know if that's entirely true because I was kind of looking forward to Jinder
yeah.
and Brock.
You know, I actually got a phone call this morning at
yeah.
7 o'clock from Joe.
From Jinder Mahal.
From Jinder Mahal himself.
Joe Mahal.
He was just like, so he was like, man, like, he's like, are you guys going to talk about the title change? I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm kind of bummed about it. I mean, I'm happy. Like, you know, for anybody to be champ, AJ Styles is a great choice.
On paper, AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
On paper.
Well, I don't even know about that.
Well, I'm just saying the two names.
The two
you see
names,
the two names
like,
on
you're
paper?
You see them
yeah.
stand next to each other. It's going to be like, holy shit, man. Like,
yeah.
okay, Brock versus Jinder side by side. I mean, you look at that, and it's a little bit more comparable. And this was the match I think that could have made Jinder the heel.
I think so, too.
The heel that he was, even in a losing fashion.
Yep.
It could have definitely put him way over as a big heel. And I'm highly – I love AJ being champ. You know, anytime he can be WWE champ, yeah. But for this time being, I would rather have seen Jinder versus Brock, and then Jinder even lose, but just, you know, do everything he can as the dirty heel he is and try to come out with the
You
win.
Want to make him an even bigger heel?
Have him be champ next week.
Yeah, he cost SmackDown the match. Cost his own brand the match
yeah.
by attacking AJ Styles.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Because now he's not booked.
Yeah.
Now he's not even booked for Survivor Series.
Unless
Survivor
he ends up that mystery member.
Because
Rusev
is
now. Rusev is not on that team anymore. Because that
man.
Was the stipulation of Rusev versus Randy Orton. Is if Rusev lost, he was not on the team. So now there's an empty spot on the SmackDown team.
Man, they love to screw over Rusev.
So it's going to be Jinder. Like,
at least he's married to Lana, man.
Right?
Gosh.
You think it has to be Jinder, though, right? Like, if anybody's going to take that or AJ ends up back in there somehow. Like, there's a rematch next week or something.
Yeah, I would
crazy.
Hope. I wouldn't doubt it if they did, like, a lot of times, too, I think they do, like, a title switch in England or overseas to kind of, like, hype up those shows and make
yeah.
it more fun to watch. And they could give that crowd something to walk away with and, like, something that's special to them. Because one thing, they don't go over there a lot. You know, they only maybe go once a year.
Right.
And as opposed to, like, maybe, like, in any, like, American city, they sometimes even hit it three times a year.
Yeah, right.
Like, the way
they've been in Hobbs, podunk-ass little Hobbs,
twice in one year. Yeah.
Which
and
Hobbs
Cruces,
probably has, what, 30,000 people
in
that?
And Las Cruces got it three times already,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, so it's just, like, I'm thinking, like, well, that's one thing to do for them over
so
there.
So, speaking of these moments that are for the crowd only, one of those moments is going to take place next week. It's been announced at the NXT event pay-per-view.
Takeover Houston.
Pete Dunne versus Johnny Gargano
yep.
for the UK title. Non-televised.
Non-televised.
It is not going to be on the event. It is for the people in attendance only.
I want to watch that match.
Right? And Starrcade is non-televised.
It is not televised?
It's not. I don't know if they're showing it like on TV, but it's not going to be on the network.
What the
I'm not kidding.
I don't get this.
Starrcade is not going to be on the network. I think I saved some information regarding that. I don't know if I could find it. Right
you know
away.
What? I think I looked up remaining pay-per-views for 2017, and Starrcade was not listed. I think the only one listed was Night of Champions after sometime in December. And I think Night of Champions after Survivor Series is the last pay-per-view we're getting for the year. And yeah, that's well, I didn't even know that.
So I'm trying to I know I saw something about Starrcade and I tried to screen grab it.
Starrcade, baby.
Starrcade. We ain't gonna let you televise that, baby.
Let me tell you about let me tell you about the War Games, baby.
War Games, baby.
War Games.
We ain't gonna let you televise that neither.
War Games, baby. Two rings side by side.
I can't find it, but I did see online.
Remember about the steel cage, baby.
And they already had matches set for Starrcade too.
Oh, that's crazy.
Which is a little odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on here. I know I saved it somewhere. Yeah. I did have a bunch.
You gotta look at all that porn you got saved on that iPhone X.
That's what it is.
Super nice.
Smash. And I'll have to tweet this out. There was a new title at the Performance Center, and it's an all gold title.
Let me see this.
And it was being used. I don't know if it was being used as a prop, and it was a title that wasn't like ever meant to be. But it's a title that pictures were taken of a fan in the ring at one of the Performance Center meet and greet events was holding. So it may even be a custom title that he had made.
Yeah. He has like custom plates on it. There's custom side plates on this.
Is there?
Yeah.
So it may be one that a fan had
made. I don't know. This is ugly like shit.
But it's brought
like
a lot of speculation. It's kind of weird looking, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about hitting that. Sorry about hitting
that's
that.
That's an iPhone X hit.
I'm hitting that. Jericho recently said he was approached by WWE and Triple H about having NXT on the cruise, or that he approached WWE and Triple H about having NXT on his cruise.
Triple H told him to suck.
Triple H said that they don't play well with others. So he went with Ring of Honor instead. Because Jericho is financially responsible for the cruise itself.
Okay.
So it'd be like hearing that, does that make you think that Vince might actually be working a deal in Japan? Yeah. Most likely not.
Vince will probably make his own WWE cruise. Oh, my God. I can just see it now. There's going to be a WWE cruise within the next 2 years.
Undertaker's a Young Bucks fan.
And he likes popcorn.
Yeah. She's a picture of him leaving Subway wearing a Young Bucks t-shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Naomi literally snatched Lana Bald at a house show.
Oh, did she really pull her hair out?
She pulled her hair extensions out
at
a house show.
Poor Lana.
And that's always her thing. I'm going to snatch you bald.
That's true. She does say that a lot.
So I don't get, we touched on it earlier with Alberto Del Rio. So he came out, Chance started booing him, and you deserve it, Chance, about his suspension. And
you deserve it.
Yeah, because he references his suspension. As soon as that started, he got you deserve it, Chance. Then he threatened JB and turned heel and then jumped back in the ring and cut another promo.
Baby, yeah.
That was babyface. Like, I don't get what the fuck is happening with this guy.
I don't get what the hell is going on with TNA or Impact, whatever we're calling it now.
So speaking of that,
I'm over Impact.
Smart Marks fans, if you live in Ottawa and you're looking to get paid, you can make between $12.50.
Shut up.
You can make $12.50 an hour.
Going to an Impact.
If you're available, filming dates, November 7th.
You're going to pay people to go to Impact.
Thursday, November 9th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's listed for Impact Wrestling as a non-speaking background character role. It's a fucking, it's the crowd.
They're paying for fans.
They're paying fans. $12.50 an hour for 4 hours of work. You can make up to $50 a day.
Oh, that sounds good.
To watch Impact. Because they cannot sell out Canada.
Oh, that hurts. You should reshare that. It's hilarious.
It's
Canadian Smart Marks, go watch Impact. Or just if you live close, where was it at again?
Ottawa.
Oh, that's pretty far off the border, right?
Oh, they also, Sammy Callahan debuted in Impact.
Yeah, for Impact. He's
Balfour
part
Gordon.
Of Ohio versus everything.
Yep. Sammy Callahan, we ended up with, what's his name?
We did not get Taya versus Rosemary.
Taya pulled out. She apologized to everybody. She said it wasn't anything. It's just something going on in her life that she can't be there, unfortunately.
So unfortunately, she wasn't able to participate, which is a huge bummer. I was looking forward to that match, but, you know, personal health above all.
Have you noticed, and I've seen, like, I guess, little snippets of this or something on the internet. Something's going on with Booker T and Jason Jordan.
Yeah, something's weird. Like, they have, like, a weird...
Booker T is praising him a lot. Yeah. And he's, like, he's comparing him to Eric Watts and a lot of, like, older wrestlers and stuff like that. And he... Something is happening. There's an angle brewing there. Do you not feel like that?
Something's going on, yeah.
Like...
I just love the fact that a lot of times Booker T doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And Corey Graves will just call him out on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey Graves is great about that with there was anybody.
There was a part of the commentary in WWE 2K18 that legit made me laugh when I heard it. And Corey Graves was talking about miracles happening. Uh-huh. And he's like, kind of like Saxton getting paid. How's that still happening?
That's
and I just
great.
Cracked up laughing mid-match as I was playing because I just thought that was hilarious. So there are some good Corey Graves, Brian Saxton digs in there. You gotta play that game for a while.
You gotta play for it. Wow. Yeah. Bram is no longer with Impact Wrestling.
I am no longer with Impact Wrestling.
And then the last thing I had saved was Kevin Owens.
How about EC3 and that back and forth he had with that girl? About
so good, right?
Yeah.
So good. You want me to read all of that?
Well, somebody wrote him. He writes, like, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah, because somebody asked him, they said,
what happened at Bound for Glory?
You acted mighty weird tonight at Bound for Glory. And he says, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. #BFG. And this girl replies to him and says, want to make a surprise appearance at my friend's wedding? He replies, as your date? So she replies, I'm bringing my husband, but I will 100% find you a hot date. Where's the wedding? He says. Indianapolis, end of March. You can come fashionably late, hit the reception, impress the guests. It shall be epic. I'm not saying no, but please DM me pics of your hot friends.
It's so good. I mean, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make my best attempt at getting EC3 back on this show.
I would love that. Like, whatever we've got to do.
It'd be fun to just have him back on.
He's such a good guy. Rockstar Spud is no longer with the company, as is James Storm.
As is Brian Hebner and Earl Hebner.
Yep.
All gone.
Yep. So there's a mass exodus.
They have no referees in Impact right now.
No,
there are no referees. They use Canadian referees at Impact, at the Bound for Glory tapings. I mean, taping and then whatever Impact Wrestling shows they're going to be doing. But at the moment, there are no referees hired in Impact Wrestling.
So here's a
Here is my chance to become a professional wrestling referee.
Hell yeah, we should both.
You know, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
go for it.
So here's the scenarios that are believed to have happened with Jinder Mahal. I said it could be likely Jinder Mahal has been working hurt for the past couple weeks. He's been wearing Kinesio tape on his shoulder during live events. And Mahal told ESPN.
This is Meltzer, right?
Yeah. Mahal told ESPN that he wasn't injured or working injured and that some people aren't buying it. But he also looked really good in this match with AJ, so I don't know that he's injured.
It was a really good match.
Another theory, or the more logistical theory, is that WWE might have realized Jinder versus Brock isn't a match too many people are going to care about as a marquee match for Survivor Series. Therefore, they pulled him and put on AJ. You think that's
there's
any truth to that? Say boo whore?
Yeah.
Boo whore.
Mean Girls reference.
Yep.
You got a question from Tom.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Where's it at? I screenshot it. Question from Tom. Quiet. He hasn't wrote in a while, but he wrote this today. Question for the podcast. Do you think they pulled the title off Hinder to put it on Nakamura at Starrcade?
I can see it.
Yeah, but if it's not going to be televised, then
what does
I don't
it matter?
Know what's
but
happen.
Still, we just talked about them doing titles in non-televised events too.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I don't really know what to do or say about what's happening right now. Like,
I'm happy with what WWE is doing as far as, you know.
I'm not upset with
the Survivor Series
Jinder.
Build. I'm a little perturbed by the idea of taking the title off Jinder. I felt Brock versus Jinder would have been very fun to watch, especially the way we've been building Brock Lesnar as a baby face kind of guy.
Yeah.
Lately, I think everybody would have loved to see Jinder get his ass kicked. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe something could have like gone crazy. Maybe Jinder even would have got the win. And how much of like more of a heel would that have made Jinder? And it would have made Brock look bad at all if he got, you know, underhandedly beat by, you know, a guy with two of his lackeys helping him. I mean, it's
exactly.
Just, to me, it's just, I don't know. It's different booking. I'll wait and see how this goes long term. But I fear for AJ Styles' health. As if I've ever seen
me.
What'd you find?
So this is 12 hours ago. Breaking news. John Cena has been selected by Shane McMahon as the final member of
Team. I told you that team was set.
Oh, so yeah. I didn't ever see that.
Yeah, Cena was selected.
I didn't see Cena. I just saw that. So I thought Cena was supposed to be
special referee.
Or special ref.
Nope. That poster was a dive version.
Jesus Christ. Like, Cena.
Well, I think it's cool being that he was on Raw for 3 months.
And then now he's going
to
be
And now
on
he
team.
Went back to SmackDown, and he's like, you know what? SmackDown's getting the win. SmackDown. How cool is it that you got Cena, Nakamura, Owens, or not Owens, Orton, and who's the two other motherfuckers on that team? Shane. And
yeah. You know what we haven't even talked about? The intergender match.
Oh, we had an intergender match. Becky Lynch and James Ellsworth.
Not good. Like,
it was very bad, and a lot of that was on Ellsworth.
Match. Yep.
And being complete garbage.
And a lot of that was done on the build-up to this match. Like, it was done. I don't like... I know Jinder's trying to play heel, but I don't like the I'm a man, I'm better than you aspect.
You mean James.
I like... What did I say?
You said Jinder.
Jinder Ellsworth or whatever.
Oh, Jinder. Maybe you meant Jinder.
No, that's what I meant. Jinder. G-E-N-D. Like G-E-N-D. Yeah.
Jinder whatever. Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
That's got to be some sort of...
I love you, Becky Lynch. Good
yeah,
job.
Something between Becky and Jinder would be Jinder Mahal?
No, let's leave it alone.
Some amalgam of the two. Anyways, I like what Lucha does. It's just two contenders. It doesn't matter if they're male, female. They're two contenders. That's what matters. And I think WWE writers laid too heavy on that gender side of it, me being a male, you being a female. Like, there was way too much of that, and I just, it made it less interesting, far less interesting.
Sorry.
So Lad Bible has a article, and the headline says Ric Flair claims he masturbated twice a day and had sex with 10,000 women.
Yeah, that's amazing. Man, that's him. A lot of jizz.
Right. Here's another one. Backstage news on why gender was pulled. Reporting AJ would defeat Jinder Mahal. Vince also made the decision to put Cena on the team. So Vince is the one who pulled the trigger on pulling the title from Jinder. So I don't really get. I still don't understand. Like, we've been shitty on Jinder. Like, let's not act like everything's been
great
with him. I mean, his run as a champion was not the best, but this seemed like the highlight. Like, I don't know if he was just finding his groove or if this was a good idea, like what it was, but this build up to him and Brock like made sense for me.
Yeah.
So I'm not complaining. It's just odd.
Very odd.
I guess that's the best way to put it.
I agree. I don't know. Yeah. Not happy about it.
Is anybody? Is AJ even?
Oh, I'm sure AJ is.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Never mind. He has to fight Brock. So who knows? On that note.
Oh, there's a petition.
To get Jinder his title back?
Yeah. Hashtag two times Maharaja.
Jinder did call AJ the better man.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Maybe Jinder is hurt.
Maybe. Who fucking knows at this point?
We good?
They're good. I don't know what to do or say anymore.
It's good. We got a good show.
I mean.
You guys are going to be busy next week. You got TakeOver and Survivor Series to predict.
I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
And I even want to touch on Ring of Honor next week. Yeah, it's going to be a fun-filled week.
You guys got a big show next week.
Very big show.
Very big show. And on that note, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smot_marks. You're more than welcome to follow me and Jeremy on our personal accounts as well. Follow me at Mateo83. Follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. Just look for the Smart Marks podcast. Just look for the little Lucha mask that you know so well. If you hate social media altogether, want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. All business inquiries can also be submitted to smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provagamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows that you're a fan of the show. We'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep these lights on. And hey, if you want to directly support the show, please visit www.patreon.com/provagamer. Monthly donation tiers start at just $1, and there's some awesome rewards available each tier. That link, once again, is www.patreon.com/provengamer. It's also, Extra Life Happened. Thanks for all the donations, guys. It was amazing. Everything went to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Me and Jeremy both played for UNM Children's Hospital, so very happy with the work that we did. I remember you can stream, download, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and, of course, provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star Frog Splash rating. Leave a funny review that I can read on the show. While you're there at provengamer.com, you can check out some awesome game reviews, articles, and the Trophy Horse podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens, and game stuff. How about you change it to Game Dangs? Game Dangs.
Game Dangs.
Game Dangs. So make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.